this episode of Report This Post.
Hello to all of our beautiful and handsome patrons. Welcome to the latest bonus episode of Report This Post. My name is Geiger, and that is Christian.
I said a hippie to the hip.
And we are your hosts at the Post. I just can't let that keep going. So, have to have some standards around here, folks. He would think not, based on everything else you've heard in the podcast, but I put a stop to that real quick. Hey, again, we are back after a long time away from the Patreon, because we recorded quite a few in advance. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember the last time we did. Although, looking at the notes that we have things to talk about, apparently it's been a long time, because I feel like both these things were a very long time ago, but they're only, what, 2 weeks ago?
A little over 2 weeks ago that they both happened, yeah.
So, first thing we'll talk about is the first thing that happened, and we mentioned several weeks ago on this very podcast. We went to go see Nick Mullen, mm-hmm. comedian and podcaster, live at our local comedy club. And what a thing that was, huh?
It was, you know what? It was an interesting, what seemed like 45 minutes of stand-up. When all was said and done.
It was
quick. See,
I've seen a lot of stand-ups. He was the shortest headliner, well, in many respects that I've ever seen. We got a good view of his height because we were the closest possible people to the stage. Our feet were on the stage because we didn't have a place to put them.
Our table was touching the stage.
And it's a small stage, too. So we were right there. And Mr. Mullen, as soon as he gets on stage, the very first thing he does is what?
He looks at me and says, "I like your specs, man." And I said, "Thanks." Yeah. And then I realized after he said that, he said, "Did you make those?" Which is a really weird thing to ask somebody about their glasses. And I said, "No." which thinking in retrospect is like, why would he ask if I made my own glasses? That's a weird...
If you said yes, then he's got 20 minutes of material to do, because that's insane. Because you're right. I get it from a stand-up perspective. If someone's like, "Yeah, I made my glasses," he's like, "Wait, what?" And that's some good stuff. But no, you said you got them on Zenny.
Really, yes, yeah, yeah.
Which launched him into his anti-China bit, one of many.
really kind of set the flow for the evening after that. It was good. Yeah. Overall, yeah. It was a fun stand-up, and I will say this, though, we talked about it. I do believe that as far as actual stand-up goes, that Stav is the superior stand-up of the two.
Oh yeah.
He had a much more polished act. He was much more engaging with the audience. He did not just go on insane diatribes
or read some of his old tweets, which I thought was an interesting touch. Stav seems to be more committed to actually being a stand-up than Nick. God bless his heart. And his poor heart after all the cocaine he apparently did before our show.
He was amped up, sniffing and snorting.
Doing all sorts of stuff. And the two openers were pretty much just him. Just different variations of him.
Yeah. They were some white male comedians.
Yep. Brooklyn guys. And speaking of white males, we actually met a fan of our show. At Mullen's show. Well, who was that guy again?
Oh boy, you know, you're gonna put me on the spot right now. I can't. Oh, it was the Tar, at the Tar on Twitter.
It's not Evan. No. Mm. No. I don't know his name. No. Ethan.
Yeah. But anyways, no, it wasn't him. But we met one of our fans who specifically said, "Hey, I'm going to the same show as you guys. I'm not going to be weird." And then approached us outside and said, "Hey, I know I said I wouldn't be weird, but I'm a big fan." I mean, it was really nice. It was nice. I'm sitting here talking like it was fucking shitty. It wasn't.
It was pretty bad, yeah. We all get what you're saying.
Now, catch us any other time. We'd be at the old Side Splitters there, and we would have been talking your damn ear off for freaking hours afterwards, because we would have been drinking two full pitchers of margarita each. But this last time we were not able to because you, sir, had a trip that you had to take?
Oh, yeah. I went to New York City the next day for 4 days with my old lady and just the two of us, no kids, which was a delight. And wound up seeing two more comedy shows in New York. Saw Todd Barry on Saturday night, and then Sunday night went to the Comedy Cellar with another cum boy, basically. Ian Fidance was the host of the show. And again, much more of an actual comedian than Mullen. And was actually pretty funny and got the energy up. He's a very bizarre, charismatic creature. My wife followed him on Instagram after.
You like telling her all about, like, yeah, he loves to have sex with transgendered women and inspect their holes in bathrooms and stuff. She's like, wow.
Yeah.
So he's an ally. Okay.
Yeah, that's what she said. Yeah, overall, the trip was good. It was fun. Had a great time. Don't really remember. Didn't do anything specifically fun. Just sort of walked around. Just away from kids, food, some drinks. Went to the Natural History Museum. That was nice.
That's my favorite place in the entire world. The American Museum of Natural History in New York City.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, it's got that Teddy Roosevelt guy out front.
Right in the front.
That's a dream job for you at some point.
After I off myself, they're just going to case me in a bronze, and they're going to replace that statue of Teddy Roosevelt with my dead body.
There's an impersonator guy out there.
Oh, is there now? I thought you meant, no, they didn't. I haven't seen that one. No.
So, yeah, there's just a guy who just looks more like Teddy Roosevelt than Teddy Roosevelt did, just like welcoming you and just sort of generally telling you how the lines work. And he's like, hi there, folks. You want to get to the back of the line right over there.
Oh, so he was doing a John Wayne thing?
Yeah. He was doing, certainly not me doing the bad impression. It was him. No doubt about it. Anyway, that's about the most memorable thing from New York. Yeah, I don't know. Once I got home, I immediately forgot all about it. But just something,
probably good.
just a nice quick way to spend a couple grand without thinking about it. Isn't that what you want from a trip?
Next time you should go to Las Vegas, because then you could really spend some money and not remember it. So,
yeah. Didn't even get drunk or anything. Can't even blame it on that. But it was fine.
Yeah, sounds like it was good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was a great time. But obviously, it's great to be back here reading posts.
Yeah, sure. That's what we fucking live for, right? Hey, let's kick it off here with one that got posted over on the subreddit, r slutty confessions. I need help making a certain fantasy come true and need advice and a girlfriend. Great start. So basically, if I ever get a girlfriend in the near future, I really want to convince her into letting me to do something really specific. I don't want people to think this is me making a joke or anything. It's something I really want to do, and I want to be able to freely talk about it because I never have. I want to scream into a girl's pussy as loud as I can, over and over, while she screams too. It would simulate that I'm playing her like an instrument, in a sense, I guess, like my screams go through her pussy and I'm converted into hers. I think it's a control thing, honestly, like I'm making her scream because it's my scream. It's really fucking hot, but I've never found anyone who wanted to do that, and I don't want to ask a hookup because they'll just leave. If anyone can give advice how to make this a reality, please let me know.
Okay, sounds good.
It sounds good.
Yeah. Who doesn't want to do this?
I would love to lay down on my belly, laying down like a bullfrog on my bed with a woman's legs spread in front of me as I just scream into her vagina.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, curious how, you know, people get all sorts of weird sexual things.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like there's a reason for most of them. This one, it's a control thing. Sure, I get that. But there's a lot of ways to control someone. It's not playing them like a Like a damn tuba.
A sousaphone.
Yeah.
Oh, boom, 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 boom. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I'm trying to, what's the tracking on that one? Like, where's that come from? That it's just like, what happened in childhood that caused this guy to be like, I want to inflate a woman through the sound of my own voice. Can't possibly understand what that could possibly be, but
maybe it was like some sort of Looney Tunes thing, or I could see Tom doing that to Jerry or something.
Here's my dream. I want a woman to pick me up by my tail and beat me on the backside with a 2x4 as I try to come in and sneak in and steal the sheep out of her.
That makes so much more sense than this guy's.
You, Sam the sheepdog, me, the coyote or whatever, and you're just beating the shit out of me with a big bat. Interested? Write me back at this number.
Oh, cool. Well, speaking of tubas, Reagan Chastain, who was mentioned a time or two in our fat acceptance episode way back in the day, who knows when that was, tweeted this thing out recently. You can't, quote, ruin food by adding fat to it. Dressing doesn't ruin the salad. You're still eating vegetables. Sour cream doesn't ruin a potato. The nutrients are still all there. Some absorb better when eaten with fat. Ruining nutritious food by adding fat is a diet culture lie. A little while later, she came back to add, this tweet is blowing up, and I'm seeing more and more fat phobia and diet culture in the response. For example, if your first response is to rush to reply with something about moderation, I recommend reading this. And this is a link to an article on a website called Brave Space Nutrition, which included this little nugget. If you consider that moderation is often a synonym for food restriction and an encouragement for weight loss in this culture, when you tell yourself to eat in moderation, it will feel like restriction because it is. Whether or not this is your intention, the impact is what matters most. For example, when you go out and buy yourself a pack of your most favorite chocolate chip cookies, as soon as you open the bag, you tell yourself that you need to eat them in moderation. So in this context, what does moderation mean? Does it mean you can only have one cookie? Two? How many would moderation dictate, and who determines that? You can see very quickly in that scenario that moderation becomes food restriction in an instant, and telling yourself to eat in moderation often leads to eating more than you had intended and or feeling a sense of deprivation. This is why eating in moderation is not possible when you're wanting to heal your relationship with food.
Okay.
It's not possible to eat in moderation.
You just
can't do it.
Okay. I am obviously a person. I enjoy fitness. I understand. The thing I've noticed over my years of being into exercise and diet stuff is that any excuse will be found to, this whole thing of moderation doesn't actually exist. It's not practical. It's an excuse, and that's fine. There's no fault in it. But just admit that to yourself, that you're making an excuse. Don't try to make it out where it's some sort of evil thing that people are doing, that it's affecting you. I think that's my big thing, is that there's no responsibility taken on the end of people that, decide that this is, but I guess that's a lot of stuff, right? It's not just fitness culture. It's most things people don't want to take responsibility. These freaking millennials, they don't want to take responsibility for stuff anymore. They want their freaking participation trophies, right? So forget about it. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Brave space. When you put the word brave in there, yeah, we know what's going on here. It's a look of all the people involved with Brave Space. It's four women.
Mm-hmm.
They all got the pronouns right in the name.
Mm-hmm.
They're all talking about recovering from body shame. All sorts of stuff that's pretty much made up. They're just finding good ways to extract money from big fat people who don't who just can't stop being big old fatsos.
Again, like some people, it is a difficult process to lose weight. I understand it. You and I both have had experiences with it. I'm not blaming anybody with, you know, for this, but boy, again, to make it into a weaponize it, I guess would be a good way of saying it. Seems really shitty. So,
Yeah, but it's like, hey, stopping being a drunk can be hard.
Yeah,
but it's like I'm at like a brave space, drinkers where it's like there's no such thing as drinking moderation. When you need to drink, just fucking drink.
Well, don't that is some people's that. Argument.
Yeah. I guess at a certain point they are right. It's like, who cares? Just fucking do it. Like, that's not the approach to they're not like, who cares? I'm just going to be a big, fat, slobby bitch. So, no, they think they're actually being, I'm actually healthy.
That's...
Because I got a big old bag of chocolate chip cookies and I'm just going to eat all of them. That's the healthy thing to do.
Oof. Well, you know, if they're not there to eat, then man, I feel like I sound like a bad person, but also don't care. So
there's also that. Yeah, I just think they're funny people on the internet.
They're funny and they're fun to talk to, just like our buddy Philly Matt, who shared this one on over. This one came from the subreddit for the podcast Red Scare.
Uh huh.
The title of this post is "How Do I Find a Prostitute to Lose My Virginity?"
Right, mm-hmm. Always
great place to go, I guess. To ask that, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. So, as all of you know, I'm a 32-year-old virgin that's never kissed a girl. I've met one woman who was willing to have sex with me before in my life, an older woman, and she wanted $2,500, which I could do and I can definitely afford. But she quit the strip club where she worked, and I lost contact with her months ago. I have zero idea on how to get caught up with her. She might have even moved. How does a regular person find someone to have sex with in Toronto? Where do you go and how much does it cost you? Also, I can't go into the States because I have a criminal record. It has to be in Canada. Great. So, a deleted user commented, "I don't know, man. Haven't you been sending some guy feet pics for like years? Just fly that guy out and fuck him."
Oh.
To which the OP replied, "Not a few years, just a few months. I've been sending all the gay guys that follow me on Twitter pictures of my dick, and sometimes they want feet pics, but I just do that because they want them, and I don't mind doing it. I don't want to fuck a dude. It's funny, until this year, nobody has seen my dick outside of showering for gym and sports and my doctor, and now like a dozen gay guys want to see it and have, LOL. It's pretty gay, I'm not going to lie, but I don't mind doing it." Here's another post that this user made on Red Scare a few months later. "Any advice on going gay?" So, that post was deleted by the mods, unfortunately, but just the title remains. So,
Yeah, that's pretty funny. First of all, as you all know, I'm a 32-year-old virgin.
As you all
people on a subreddit shouldn't know anything about you. There shouldn't be like a storied history of you.
The Brotherhood of the Traveling Red Scare. Yeah. Boy, yeah, as many of you know.
On a subreddit about a podcast, there's like, we all know this guy as the 32-year-old virgin that sends pictures of his feet to gay guys on Twitter.
Well, because... because they asked for it, which you know, it's a great reason. I gotta give it to him. It's why wouldn't you, right? Good.
Oh man, that's tough. Yeah, just go gay. You're halfway there at this point.
I mean, that if you're sending, if guys are requesting dick pics from you and you're like, you gotta be, I mean, you gotta be like getting off on it, right? Like,
it's really weird to just do that. To be like, well, they like it. It's like, that's just not how that works. It's just not how that works.
We were in the gay guys group chat that every gay guy's a member of and heard that you were just sending dick pics to whoever one of them. Can I see it? And it's like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, something's there. And I guess just a couple months later, we found out. Hey, speaking of user Vetchesketch, he/him Reddit user and moderator posted this on a subreddit that he mods called R Anarchy. After I added the new rule against chatbots passed here, a notice was added to the bottom of the rules page stating, quote, you have reached the maximum number of rules. The max number appears to be 15. We will need to consolidate our current rule set if we want to add more in the future. On first glance, I would suggest that the arms manufacturing material and violent content rules can be merged, possibly adding the no doxing, as all three are Reddit global rules. The rule, images and vids must relate to anarchism, may perhaps be merged with no tanky apologism, though I feel this one may require a vote as the former is not applicable to comments while the second one is. On the other hand, the no tankies and the certain right-wing groups get no platform could be merged very simply into a these groups get no platform on this sub, tankies, right-wingers, that type of rule. Many people were banned when they pointed out the irony of the anarchy subreddit having too many rules.
That didn't even cross my mind. But that's just, yeah, that's weird. That's a weird thing. I definitely think there is a thing where people, this is the only power they have in their life.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's like, well, it's time for me to really just go mad with this power. And God, to be...
The just type of loser you have to become a powerful moderator on a big subreddit, like that, you're just on Reddit all day long, and you're just looking at posts, you're deleting posts, you're disapproving of things, you're calling people out, you're banning people.
Well, I mean, honestly,
unpaid else, too, of course.
But yeah, what else if they weren't doing that? What else would they be doing? Right, they'd be on there anyways, right?
Yeah, so. Yeah. It's it's like it's kind of like in the real world. The people who actually want to be politicians, you don't want them to be, you know. You don't want to have mods who want to be mods that should be forced upon random users.
That is
no interest in it.
The hall monitor of the internet, sort of thing, is very strange. It's kind of like people that like, I don't know, doxing is a whole different thing, but when people will see like a post from somebody, like, I don't know, some guy will post something and then the people will be like, excuse me, Green Giant, your brand ambassador said a bad word. Is this the kind of person you want to be like representing your company? It's like, what is going on here? A, how did you know that they were the brand ambassador for Green Giant? Also, why does Green Giant need a brand ambassador?
That's, yes.
Lots of questions to be asked in this thing that I made up in my own head. So that's on me, folks.
That is.
I don't understand the idea of moderating in general, whether it be Reddit or anything else, just seems absolutely miserable. But I can only imagine Reddit is probably one of the worst places to do it. So with the exception of like what, 4chan maybe?
Ooh, I don't even know what kind of moderating goes on. That one's probably a lot worse because there's probably like actual like child porn and rape videos being posted and whatnot. That's probably like, oof, this is actual. I read it's just someone not saying a doggo is cute enough or whatever.
Your post has been deleted because it broke the rules of the sub. You did not use enough A6 or ASCII art to describe how cute the dog was. So your post has been deleted.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
No tanky apologies. Like, what is that?
What is a tanky? Okay,
I've never figured. It's one of those. I see the word and I just think this. It's, you know how you like. It's like seeing like certain signs in like the bad part of town, you know? It's like when I see a post that has tanky, I'm like, okay, I need to back the car and get out of here. I need to make a turn, get out of this neighborhood. This is not where I want to be. I don't know what the fuck a tanky is, and I never want to find out.
You're saying this is like, it's either like graffiti or like the secret code that hobos use to tell each other. Like, you see, you like, see that online. It's like a hot meal available here. It's like, let's get the hell out of here.
It's like tanky or like turf or any word, like any of those like internet buzzwords. I'm like, all right, I don't want anything to do with this. See you later, guys.
I think turf's a little different, but I mean, I think.
I think need to see whatever a turf is. I don't want to see anyone ever talking about it. Just get it out of my eyeballs.
Unless it's freaking surf and turf, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Swerf and turf.
Just imagine a guy that's a cowboy that's against sex workers. Just
round him up. Imagine it. I am one.
Yeah, where's that hat been for a while? I'm surprised you didn't wear that to the...
To New York? No. And just keep trying to... New York City!
Okay.
Every single place I go.
Again! Just dating ourselves with every reference we have. It's wonderful.
I did that the other day to my daughter, and she said it back, and I was like, was that funny? She's like, yeah. I was like, do you have any idea what's going on? Like, nope.
Right. No, I don't mean with just this. I mean in general.
Yeah, she just thought the noises were funny that came out of my head.
You know what? And God bless her, because here in a couple of years, she's going to be like, holy shit, this guy.
We're very close to that, yeah.
Great. Hey, I found a post over on my new favorite website, psychforums.com.
Yeah.
That's where I found that classic discharge chewing post from the hair episode, which will probably live on in infamy for this podcast, right up there with the pink champagne. User the Human Torch posted, I woke up to a demon voice telling me to masturbate. Good start.
Classic. All been there.
On the night of December 21st, I was woken up from my sleep by a demonic sounding voice telling me to masturbate to a woman that I do not like. I resisted the urge. My body was shaking. Then after a few moments, the voice told me to masturbate or else I wouldn't be able to go back to sleep for the rest of the night. After what felt like 2 hours of resisting the urge, I caved and masturbated to the thought of me having missionary sex with a woman. I immediately dropped asleep and woke up before my alarm. Here's some background information as to why I don't like this woman. 1. She's super inappropriate and embarrassing in public places. She often makes very vulgar and racist comments. She believes a lot of conspiracy theories over actual facts and says these things out loud. 2. Her brother, people from church, and some of her male friends have all come to me recommending that I should date her. I am not interested and never have been. 3. One time, I saw her on Tinder, and as a joke, I super liked her, which I do to everyone I know personally. She didn't match with me, but instead, she posted an embarrassing video of me to her Instagram story, tagged me in it, apologized, then unfollowed me. Weirdo behavior. I have not seen, talked to, or even thought of this woman in about 2 months, and she appears in this demon attack. I went back through my old text messages to see if I could find any correlation, and the freaky thing is, her birthday is December 21st, the same night of the attack. I'm freaking out and don't know what aim this means. Can someone help?
This is a odd incident here.
Yeah, a lot of the suggestions on this was you should just call this woman up and have sex with her and get it out of your system. Like, obviously you want to have sex with this woman as much as you say you don't. Just go have sex with her.
Yeah, super liked her as a joke.
Like I do to all my friends. And then what did she do? She turned around and posted about how I'm a fucking weirdo. That's kind of crazy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely her that's the weirdo here. Not the guy that has a demon telling him to beat off to a woman. I don't know. I feel like, what is the, what's the term? What's the polite thing to do if you see, have you ever seen someone you know on Tinder?
Oh, yeah. On a dating app, sure. I used to see a lot of my coworkers on there because of its, you know, this town is not that big. So you start seeing some people. So, yes, I
that's
have.
True. Yeah, and I'm guessing I can understand doing it as a joke, just to say like, haha, like saw you here. Super liking as a joke. That seems, isn't that just straight up telling them that like I'm going out of my way to say that I like you?
I think so. And if I remember, I've only used Tinder a couple times, but if I remember correctly, you get like, I think it's one super like a month or something like that, or else you pay for them. Oh, not sure.
Yeah, I would guess this guy's paying for him.
So then it does, what it does, I believe, is that instead of, because I think on Tinder you swipe and then they have to match with you and then you can have, they start the conversation. But I think this way you can either start the conversation or it like automatically matches you. It like forces their hand somehow. So it seems like a kind of what could be considered like a creepy move for sure. So
yeah, well, I'd say this guy's in a real pickle. Or he should just get over it. This woman doesn't seem to care for you. Move on with your life.
It may be one of those things where she's just one of these gals that is very difficult to read, as far as like, mm-hmm. some women are just tough to read. And maybe the thing is that she actually does like this guy. But the way she goes about it is like the schoolboy sort of thing where she's like mean to him. I believe it would
but
be,
he also doesn't like her, he says.
So. Yeah, but you know what?
So if you don't like each other,
You should get married, I think. move across the country together, have a kid. I think that's probably, in my experience, that's the best thing to do. So
got one more post here, folks. This one I found over on rockconfessions.com. Fellas, if you look at gay sex, look at pics of dicks, participate in same-sex rituals, even sporadically, newsflash, you're gay. Okay. And I think you're deceiving women. An anonymous user said, that's not what the Romans thought, or the Greeks, or the Japanese, or the Persians. We're all primatologists. And another anonymous said this to the OP. Fuck you, bitch. You don't get to decide the sexual orientation of other people. Worry about your own orientation and mind your fucking business.
Okay.
And finally, well, I am gay and I love looking at big cock pics. So, great.
Great. Thanks for... I don't even think you're proving this guy's point. I think you're just saying that you're gay and you love to look at pictures of cocks, which, yeah. Okay. Go off, queen, I guess.
Newsflash, you're gay.
If you know what? You know what? I am. Yeah, I am looking gay. At
gay sex, participating in same-sex rituals.
Yeah, what is...
That just means that's having sex with men.
It's
is this really
this
worthy
guy.
Of a news flash, I gotta say? Well, apparently to some people, because this one guy was like, fuck you. You don't get to tell someone they're gay or not. Yeah, I'm
news flash,
ass bottomed out.
News nightly. Flash, homos. You're gay. And it's like, yep, we sure are. Yep. you fucking got me, brother. Yep.
Well, I do love looking at big cock pics.
Again, oh, that's cool.
Oh boy, the gays are great, aren't they?
You know, I don't have a problem with them. You know, every day I think closer and closer. It's a brotherhood, right? Something I could really get into.
Go to Red Scare podcast.
Well, they deleted my last post about asking them, so. Folks, thanks for joining us here on this fine day, afternoon, evening, whenever you may be listening to this. Middle of the night, you can't sleep. You thought you'd listen to us to gab a little bit. You know what? Not unheard of. So enjoy. Geiger, do you have anything else to say?
Bye.